Well, then you. Wow. I think spring might actually be here now. I may have actually said this a couple of times this year so far, but Ford Vance, on those occasions, I was still wearing my winter coat while saying that. And in fact, just a couple of days ago when going to see the marathon, I think Ford Vance, I still had four layers on. Fine, right, Vance. Well, I've now gone down by two layers, and I'm quite warm enough. The sun is gorgeous. Ford Vance. And this is at 5:30 in the evening. Though the sun is still reasonably high in the sky. The sky is blue, clear. The breeze. Right on cue. Find the way, Vance. Go on, you find the way. No, you find the way. Good boy. I'll let you go to the... Oh, giddy aunt. There's a step there, Robert. Rather big one. Okay, Vance, do you want to go to the toilet? Yep, go on then, busy boy. One of Vance's more favourite spots. Adjust this wire so that it doesn't click as I walk. Stand there. Wait. His hand shoots around and accosts people coming the other way there. Fine, right, Vance. Well, there's nothing like, or maybe it's 6 o'clock, there's nothing like wasting a beautiful sunny day, is there, by being inside. I mean, a small matter of work got in the way. But I intend to put this right now by... I can smell barbecue. By Ford Vance having a wander up Richmond Hill. Find the way, Houndy. Straight on. I thought we might go and have a... On you go. Good boy. I thought we might... go and have a little, just a little walk in Richmond Park. Richmond Park, for those who don't know, is one of the largest city parks in Europe. I think it's something like 5 miles corner to corner or something. It's big. And on you go, Houndy. And it has deer roaming free in it. Straight on, Vance. I like to think that that's where the venison Waitrose comes from, but I'm not convinced. Well, it is actually properly warm. Straight on, Vance. Walking up hill rise now. Smell of garlic. Yeah, somebody just cycling past me. Straight on, Vance. Come on, you. On you go. Vance wants the toilet. Poor Vance. A bigger job than the one he's just done. Straight on, Houndy. Come on, you. For those who, I'm more into pracy booze than walking, talking, long booze. I'm afraid this is going to be one of the latter. So, if you want to know what it's like in the park, skip forward about 10 minutes or so. Franz, do you want to go to the toilet? Forward? It's quite residential up here. Find the right, Vance. Come on, find the curb. Let's try here. Just wait. Let's not frighten this car driver. Okay, come on then. Busy boy. Busy boy. Busy, busy. No? You're not? Okay. Let's do that. Come on. obviously spending the dog is one of these facts of life, but I always feel terribly self-conscious walking around in circles in the gutter, because the number of times I've had people say, oh, you do realise the road goes that way, don't you? Or, are you lost? Thinking, yes, that's what I do when I'm lost. I walk my dog round in circles. Or maybe he walks me round in circles. You're saying you want to go now, are you? Right, wait there. Wait! Now, I'm back on the curb. Do as you're told. Come round here. Find the curb. Find the curb. Come on then. Busy boy then. Busy, busy. Busy boy. Oh, now you don't want to go. God, and Bennett. Doggies, who would have them? On you go then, Andy. Probably because I stopped him. Find the curb. Forward. I'm really hot. I didn't need the jacket. And this is me. In April. More cyclists and cars. The road here is one way. Going upwards in the direction that we're going in. Up towards the top of the hill. Ooh, lovely smell of flowers there. I'm afraid my flower education is not what it could be, and I haven't got the faintest clue what they are. Yeah, you want to go? Alright, we'll try again, shall we? Come on then, busy boy. Yeah, right in the middle of the road. Handy. Thank you. Oh, not quite in the middle of the road. Oh, and I'm dropping money as well. That's all really good. Just caught up in the poo bag, I fear. Okay, stand. Just stand, Vance. Not that I'm slightly worried about the fact that there's cars driving past. Lots of them. Oh, dear me. Right, okay. We have some of the goods. Find the money. Oh, yes. Okay, got that with my foot. Okay. No, there was a whole 10p or something. Wait there. Just wait there, Max. Wait there. Good boy. Right. Right then, here we go. Straight on, big boy. Forward, big boy. Good lad, well done. More smell of flowers. On you go, Vance. Forward. My earphone has become twisted, so it's sort of hanging against itself and clicking against the wire, so I do apologise for that. Probably quite annoying sounds. In fact, stand there, Vance. I want to try and untwist this. Apologies for the sound for a second, but hopefully. Hopefully that might improve things. Right, let's go then, Handy. Yeah, it's not quite so caught up now. That's good. You know. Yeah, good boy, well done. Oh. When I said all right, I meant well done for stopping, not to go. Good lad, Handy. You're going to find a crossing for me. There's a crossing. Good boy. Wait there. We seem to have a million and one cars trying to get out. Just wait. Just wait. Good boy for waiting. Okay, forward. So we're crossing the top of Hill Rise. And I don't know what the road's called at the top. But we're walking along it. Not today, Handy. I'm going to stay up here. Lovely. lovely breeze coming in off the river and Petersham Meadows down below. Wow. Good boy. We're now tucking in. Good boy, Vance. Well done. Onto the gravelly bit here. Straight on. Last time we came up here, Vance took me straight to a tree, which is very kind. Straight on, Vance. And we're just about passing the spot somewhere up here where I recorded my first ever public audio boo almost 3 years ago. Straight on, big doggy. Good boy. So sometimes we would turn right up here and walk down the hill to the river. We may yet do that later on, but first I want to walk along to the park, which hopefully should still be open. I think it tends to close at dusk, and it's definitely not dusk yet. Okay, Vance, just stand there. Okay, find right. Find right. Come on. No, 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 Vance, I said right. No, not that. Thank you, Vance. Good boy. Just stand there. Just thought I would, I'm sure I've put this photograph onto booze so many times, but I'm going to take a picture down towards the river for, which I may add to this recording. Try a panoramic one as well. I have to say, I do really like the way that in iOS 6 Apple have implemented voiceover stuff on the camera. The facial finding bit is really helpful, and on the panorama it's brilliant as it guides you through it audibly. So if I start, hang on, let's check that we're actually going in the right direction. I think we should be. Left to right, yeah, that's fine. So I just flicked on the screen to find out which way we're going. And then I'm holding the camera up, I'm pressing the up volume button to start it. Dings. And then I'm tilting it round. And I must have it pretty straight because it's not telling me anything at all. And then I pressed it up again. And we're done on that. I might do a vertical one as well. Let's try that. The nice thing is as well that actually if you reverse the direction you're going in, it stops the panorama automatically. There we go, done. Superb. Right, we shall continue. Yeah, there's a dog. Even up here, BT Wi-Fi is trying to get onto my phone. Idiot. The dog is in the direction that we're going in. This BT Wi-Fi thing is an utter pain. If anybody knows how to stop Wi-Fi things from popping up and constantly asking me to join it. I mean, ironically, I am a BT member, so I shouldn't be doing that at all, but... It's such a pain. Every time I go to click on a button in Audio Boo, the Wi-Fi pops up instead. Right, anyway. We shall continue. So we're going to go carry on along the gravelly path. Back along the road, well, not back along it, but, you know, rejoining the road, and up towards the park. Come on then, Handy. steady. Oi, find right. Find right. Good boy. That's it. Straight on. Good boy. Straight on. Leave it. Good boy. That's excellent. Good boy. Very good. It's a nice change. Straight on. He's speeding up now. Oh, we're going a different way. At the end of this path across the road is a rather famous house, which I believe it's called The Wick. And it was, I think it was once owned by Ronnie Wood. Subsequently, the actor Sir John Mills. And now, I don't know if I should say this on public audio, but I think it's fairly well known. Pete Townsend. Straight on, Vance. Good boy, on you go. Whether he's actually ever here, I've got no idea. Find the curb, big dog. Forward. That's a little steep lane which drops back down to the road. Would be great for sledging on. Even in the shade, the temperature is really nice. I think this has got to be the warmest day so far this year. Straight on, Vance, which doesn't take much. So anyway, we're going, coming up towards a road crossing in a moment, which is outside the Star and Garter home. I mentioned this in a previous boo. It's a very large former home for forces veterans. I think, unfortunately, now converted into flats, but it does have the most strategic position overlooking the Thames from here. I'm sure people who'd fought in various conflicts probably felt quite at home and on a high point looking down on the river and the people below. You're going to find a crossing, Vance. So we need to... Yeah, good boy. So zebra crossing this. Forward. Thank you. Forward. Thank you. Find right. We're going to sort of try and get a bit of ground. He knows where he's going. Now he's speeded up. Good boy. Forward. Thank you. Forward. Good boy. Well done, Handy. He's an excited doggy now. Come on then, let's go. Now, what I'd like to find in the park is a bit of away from the traffic. As, in my humble opinion, Richmond Park is unfortunately blighted by having traffic going through it nearly all the time. Well, it is all the time. I'd rather wish that they would, even just one day a week, stop the traffic. Straight on, Vance. Okay, so we've gone through the gate. On you go, Vance. No, we're going to go straight on today, I think. Let's go straight on. Where should we go? I don't know. I think we'll go straight on and then we'll see if there are any points where we can branch off. Good boy. So we will unfortunately have the traffic with us for a little way. I guess I can get onto the other side of the path. I wonder if I can do that. Sure I can. Straight on, Vance. I don't want to... Sound friendly? This was, of course, the park, the famous park, where the Fenton video was shot. Fenton! Etc. Straight on, Vance. We're not going to be doing any of that, are we, Vance? Vance! Good boy. On you go. What are you talking about? It's also the park where I, during the Olympics, watched the women's road race from on its way out to Surrey, where I got thoroughly, thoroughly drenched. Sort of the kind of drenched where you feel that, you know, if you twisted yourself, you'd squeeze out some of the water. Straight on, Handy. Come on. Got all the smell of sort of wood chippings along here. Traffic's not too bad, it seems. A little bit of it, but could be worse. Cyclists as well. Straight on, big dog. Good boy. Well done. Well done. Smell of cut grass as well. I can't imagine that they mow the lawns in the park. just for the record, there aren't lawns. It's just grass. It's mown by deer. You can hear the planes in the distance. Somewhat quieter than they are in the centre of Richmond. Hopefully, the further west, east even, that we go in the park, the longer we'll keep the sunshine. I think that's what we're going to do. I think we're going to do a longish walk here. We're not going to leave the road, actually, very early anyway. We're going to walk across to Roehampton Gate, and then cut back to Sheen Gate. Say we're going to go this way, because it's a way I know. And I think this time of the evening, I don't really want to go and get lost in the wilderness of the centre of the park. So we'll go to his Sheen, and then we can either get the bus back into Richmond, or if I've still got any power left in my legs, we can walk. And then go to Waitrose. I'm going to pause in a moment and swap over to recording on the Zoom. And I may or may not pick back up on this recording at some point a little bit further down the road. Lots of joggers. You'd have thought they would have, with the marathon out of the way now, you'd have thought they'd be putting their feet up, wouldn't you? Okay, Vance, could you just get onto the side, please? Good boy. Just wait there. And I'm just going to swap recorders and let my legs recover. Okay, bye for now. I'm now standing at Sheen Gate, having walked across the park to Roehampton Gate, and then along a path leading to where I am now, funnily enough. I was taking some photographs along the way at a pond, and I think there was a deer in front of us. It was either a deer or a very large dog. I couldn't really see it very well, but there was something large. And I got Vance away from there quite quickly so as not to provoke any issues, but it's a little bit shaken. doing that. But how magnificent. Such a beautiful evening. And that was such a wonderful walk. And the sun is now touching the horizon. And I think by the time we get the bus, we'll get back along Sheen Road, it would have sunk down quite a lot more. But we're going to head off now. Vance was very well behaved, actually, around the deer. He didn't want to be moved away from it. It took a lot of cajoling. In fact, he's still staring quite hard now back in that direction. So I don't know if it's still close by. But we're going to go. Don't want to risk anything. Come on, Handy. Let's go home. Good boy. Find right for me. Good boy. Well done. Good lad. It's still lovely and warm. There was a man a minute ago shouting his forward Vance. Find the curb Vance now and forward. Come on, let's go. Shouting his dog's name in classic Fenton style. I think it's probably compulsory around here to do that now. Find the way, big dog. My heart is going 10 to the dozen. That situation with a deer might have been absolutely fine, but you really don't want to take the risk, I think. Well, if I can find the right one, I'll try and include the photograph with this recording and somebody can tell me whether it was a deer or whether I'm getting silly over a large dog. On you go, Handy. Come on then, you. Good boy. Forward. Now walking down residential streets in Sheen. Rather nice area this, actually. Very sweet, flowery smell in the air. And the sun keeps on appearing between the houses on the other side of the street. I think people, Ford Vance must have some very nice gardens along here. They certainly smell nice. Oh, sorry Vance, I can't walk in a straight line. Oh, and now I smell curry. Mixed with more flowers. I'm afraid, as you're gathering, my knowledge of flowers is non-existent, so. And as I mentioned it earlier, so I'd love to tell you what they are. But just imagine lots of Ford Vance flowers appearing out in spring. And you'll have an idea of what I'm experiencing walking down this road. Nice smelling hedge there too. At some point down here, as long as we've got the right road, the road curves very sharply left and right. That's how we know that we're in the right place. If it doesn't happen, then goodness knows where we'll be. Oh, forward Vance, good boy. Some of the driveways are quite... Find the way. Come on, you. Forward. Quite road-like. So Vance stops for them. Which is fine, in my book. I would rather we did that and then stop for proper roads than not at all. Come on, then, you. Hopefully, I got a good stereo recording on the way across the park. Find the curb, Handy. Where's the curb? Forward? Then to your left, I think. Your left, find left. Find left. Forward. Assuming that we're in the right place. I know not. I don't remember it being quite like this, but it seems that there was a turning. No, Vance, no, that's... Let's go straight on. Forward, Vance. Come on, please, Vance. No, 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 the curb. Come on, Vance. Good boy, come on. Find the way. Oh, that's it. Yeah, we are in the right place. Very solid wall off to my right here. My Vance was quite so confused there. Maybe I wasn't being very clear on directions, I think. I must try harder not to put on my agitated voice when he does that, because it's not going to improve the situation, is it? Straight on, Vance. Good boy. Yeah, that's good. We're definitely on the right route. It's a glorious evening. So wonderful. Smiling and very happy. And we are heading down towards, I think it's Lower Richmond Road. I can never remember which one's which. Whichever one goes through Sheen rather than Mortlake. Or towards Mortlake anyway. Talking nonsense. Just ignore me. It's a bit late for that if you've reached this point of the recording, isn't it? Oh, is this a curb handy? Forward, please. Good lad, well done. Very nicely done, Vance. You are working well. This is very good. Good boy. Forward, Vance. I think we won't push it. I think we'll get a bus back into Richmond, because I think Ford Vance. Forward handy. I think Vance is quite tired. He's probably quite hot and in need of a drink. Good lad. Ooh, I misstepped that curb there. We can hear the main road now. We'll soon be in the right place. Oh, trippy. Van, no. Come back. Come on, let's do that curb properly. I know you're tired, but you need to do it properly. Okay, Vance, can you find the curb for me? Where's the curb? Good boy, that's better. Well done, that's good. We'll pat on the head. Forward then, you. It's easy to become. It's easy to let those things slip, and they just become more and more significant if you do. We need to go left, please, Vance. Can you find left? I need the crossing. Is this a crossing?
I don't think it is yet.
Can you go forward? Good lad. Is there a crossing, Vance? Come on, you find the way. Good boy. Is there a crossing? Yes, that's a crossing. Good boy, well done. Okay. Got the thingy. One very panty dog. Forward, Vance, let's go. Come on, you. Now we just need to find a bus stop. There's one somewhere down here. Vance, can you find a bus stop? Nope, not today. That's a crossing. Come on we go. Can you find a bus stop, Vance? Come on, you. Find the way. Find the bus stop or we might end up walking all the way to Richmond. Good boy, Houndy. Can you find me the bus stop?
I smell supermarket.
Oh, no,
not today. You're a clever boy, but...
today. We want to find a bus stop. We've got a bus stop, Vance. Come on.
Yeah.
Come here.
That's good. You just about found it. He sort of paused in the right place and I could at least tell that there was a structure here. Well, we hope it's a bus stop and not just a random waiting room perched on the pavement. I have no idea when there's a bus. I might do a bit of research. Maybe this is a good time to leave you. Hope you enjoyed coming along on the walk with me. On the bits that you were on anyway. And you can look forward to the stereo recording at some point. But in the meantime, I'm going to head back to Richmond and go and do some exciting shopping. Well, traffic's heavy. Is this a bus?
No, nope, not a bus. That would be my foot, Mr. Vance.